As soon as he walked in the door, he was accused of carrying on his activities in the strength and energy of the flesh. One night a week he had been going downtown to the bus depot and sharing Christ with the servicemen who gathered there. Many had come to Christ. When I heard this fellow criticize him, I called a friend of mine over who was standing nearby and asked him what he thought about the accusations this man was making. Skip thought about it for a while, and then he said he thought they were straight from the pit. I agreed. His accusation seemed to have the tone and flavor of that which was inspired by the world, the flesh, and the devil. However, there is a point to remember here. It is possible to carry on the work of the Lord in the power and motivation of the flesh. It shows up when a person is overly concerned about making a good impression. Men-pleasing is as old as the New Testament. The Apostle Paul spoke of serving in singleness of heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men-pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. This is Leroy Iam speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, striving in the flesh. Too often, this shows up within the boundaries of the church. I watched a young campus minister go out on his first assignment and practically work himself to death in his desire to please his regional director. His first year was characterized by long hours, nervous tension, inner struggle, and an abundance of hard work and striving in the energies of human wisdom and strength. Although pride can often be lurking behind the scenes in situations like this, it wasn't true in this case. It is interesting to note that just as laziness and sloth can be deadly in the life of a Christian, working too hard and trying with all your might can be equally dangerous. I mentioned that pride was not the motivating force behind the young campus minister, but it is in many cases. Jesus warned, "Take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen by them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father who is in heaven." There is something in all of us that desires to be seen, to be talked about, to be praised. That something is pride, and it can be the thing that sets off a flurry of activity, long hours, and sleepless nights. The devil is a master at playing on our weakness and keeping us off balance. He comes to us and says, "Slow down." You say, "I can't slow down." "Okay," he says, "speed up." It doesn't matter to him. Either way, he can trick us into a situation that is basically unproductive. Another thing that can be behind all the hard work is the desire to be like someone else. We see the person, admire him, and try to be like him. It is true that the apostle taught the doctrine of pace-setting. "Those things which you both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." However, this had to do with his love for Christ, concern for the lost, and burden to help young Christians mature in Christ. These God-given desires should be in all of us. The danger comes when we try to do things like another person does, without regard to the gifts and abilities that God may have given us. The person we admire is, no doubt, exercising his God-given gifts in the strength of the Holy Spirit. Unless we do the same, we will be in trouble. When God put us together, he did so with many fine balances. This is one of them. Sloth and striving are both unscriptural. The key to it all is to rest in the Lord and labor in the strength that God gives. May God bless you as you learn to rest in him.